The Funny Flower Hour would like to recommend that you listen to this program on a pair of quality headphones. Turning this into this. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the show.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you, child.
It doesn't sound very compelling to me.
Live from KTHC Studios, it's the Funny Flower Hour. Here's your host, Sergeant Sunflower!
Welcome to today's show, Funny Flowers. Flowers, I don't know about you, but I think it's important to be honest with ourselves sometimes about who we really are and choose to look toward the future rather than dwelling on past mistakes. You see, Funny Flowers, last Sunday, Sergeant Sunflower got kicked out of a church.
Shocker.
I know. Who let you in? I know. I didn't even know they could do that. Pretty strict about those church rules. And I think the world needs somewhere to go where they know they'll be accepted. A place where we all can feel welcomed. A place where it doesn't matter if you're slow or you smell weird.
Yeah.
So tonight, for the season 2 finale of the Funny Flower Hour, we'll be looking toward the future and discussing the building of a new community, a new world, where nobody makes you pretend to be something you're not. Or pretend that the world isn't filled with different standards and smells. I want a world where everybody can hold hands and feel groovy together.
Colt, he's starting a cult again.
A future where we all can be free to live life as we see fit. No matter how funny your flower may be. Can I get some chatter from the stands? Join me, Funny Flowers, as we take our first steps together toward a brighter tomorrow together. And enjoy these comedy sketches of the future.
Today on Dear High-Tech Future.
Dear High-Tech Future.
Today I learned that there's a difference in Gmail between adding a label to a message and moving it to a label. If you add a label to a message in your inbox, then it will stay in your inbox. However, if you click Move To and then choose a label, it will move the message into the archive without telling you. Label it whatever tag you chose, despite the fact that you can't see it now, and you will spend the rest of the day trying to figure out what just happened to your message. Dear High-Tech Future, I think I hate you. Sincerely. a human being. Students, faculty, and their beloved family. We are gathered here for an occasion. Today, you graduate from the College of Science. As I look out at our students, I do not see future doctors or researchers. Instead, I see the beginnings of a very miserable group of people. On the cusp of embarking upon a journey in which they are highly trained experts in the fields of science and mathematics, but unfortunately, they live in the United States of America. This is not a place for the scientific, the logical, or the literate. And so I have this advice for you. When you go out into the world, keep your mouth shut. No one will ever trust you more about science simply because you learned more about it.
Indeed.
Here, here.
You will rue the day you learned everything that made discourse with average citizens all but impossible. You will hear them say things like, "Well, science doesn't know everything," and you'll mutter to yourself, "How would you know?" Each friend, family member, and gas station attendee will believe that their guesses are just as valid as yours. So you might as well learn to nod your head and say things like, "Well, that's science for you." In closing, I hope you all can find the strength to carry on and hold your head high in a world of ignorance. And when you accidentally falter and say something overly scientific, just tell them you were quoting The Big Bang Theory. People love that show. I don't get it. Thank you, and congratulations on your graduation, College of Science.
Welcome back, folks. As you may have heard, Surgeon Sunflower is starting his own church today because I'm ready to look toward the future. And I want you all to be a part of this. What? You see, it's my belief that people need a place to go where they know they won't be judged. And apparently, you can't get that at church. A church that doesn't ask too many questions like, "What turns you on in the bedroom?" Or, "Tell me all the bad things you did this week."
Yeah. "I have sex with Japanese robots and not the people kind.
I'd like to hear some of their mistakes." Funny flowers. Clap if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, can you feel it? Oh, it's everywhere.
What is?
The chaos of life. And I don't want to run from life anymore. No. I want to embrace my life.
Yeah, sounds good. All good stuff.
Is anybody else out there ready to embrace life? For the people listening at home today, I ask you, Are you ready to embrace the chaos of life with me? Somebody from the audience, a lonely person, join me, please.
I'm ready for life.
Yes. Would you join Sergeant Sunflower on stage, please? Young lady, do you ever feel like it's hard to go outside and face the world because you don't want to deal with the questions and the judgment and the rigid structures of society?
Yes. Oh my yes.
Well, tell me, fellow flower, when's the last time you felt rejected by the world around you?
Well, sometimes I want to go outside just to, like, get the mail, but I don't want to put on pants.
A stranglehold of social expectations.
And last week, the other soccer mom snubbed me because I was late from the bar to pick up my kid. I'm not usually late.
Who could live up to those expectations?
Sometimes I want to be as weird as I can just to freak out the squares.
A familiar sentiment. Who else feels like this young lady? Who else feels like this world just won't let them be themselves some days? And you can't be happy if you can't be yourself. Brothers and sisters, and all the funny flowers here, tell Sergeant Sunflower what's got you down in this life.
I lost my job.
At least you weren't electrocuted.
I betrayed someone I love.
Maybe they deserved it.
I think I'm dead inside.
Better than being dead on the outside. Can you feel what I feel, funny flowers? Listeners, put your hands up to the radio now. And shout to the world if you can feel what I feel. Now let's all listen to sketch comedy. Because comedy doesn't judge anyone. It judges everyone.
And now, a listen inside our local comedy club's weekly open mic night. Let's see what they're laughing at now.
Hey, did you hear Law & Order is making a Hanukkah special this year? It's called Diddler on the Roof.
And tonight's episode of the Funny Flower Hour was brought to you by religion. Some people enjoy it, and some people kinda whatever, you know? And snake oil. Where does one purchase that? And now a word from our sponsor.
Hello, is this tech support?
It sure is. How can I help you, partner?
Oh no! I got an American agent. They're so stupid.
Introducing AI Tech Support. The AI stands for Always Indian. Because when you need help, you don't want some dipshit American trying to walk you through things.
Hi, you billed me twice for the same month.
I don't know what, like, the big deal is.
You see how the total is twice as big as usual?
I don't know math good, but I know you have to pay what's on your bill, sir.
You don't see that? God, is anyone over there Indian? Everyone in India is either a doctor or an engineer. Way smarter than some dummy working at a call center in Texas.
At AI Tech Support, we guarantee we can find an Indian person to answer your questions. Any time of day or night.
Whether you're having problems with your computer or your coffee maker, we promise there's an Indian person more capable than you. We'll find somebody.
Hello, sir. My name is Karan. I see here you have been billed twice for the same month. Once for your partner and once more for the original bill. Is that correct?
Oh my god, thank you so much.
Of course, sir. Here at AI, there is always someone who can undoubtedly answer your questions.
Wait, did you say undoubtedly? How do you spell that?
Undoubtedly. UNDOUBTEDLY.
Always Indian tech support. Whenever you need help. AI. It's the future.
Aha. The B is silent.
Funny Flowers, please put your pamphlets down and give a funny welcome to the following band. So that's what young people music sounds like. Give a big hand for that band. Oh, what a performance. Well, Funny Flowers, I think we really started something special today. The vision of a more inclusive future. Free from standards or expectations. And if you'll all meet me in the parking lot after the show.
What happened at the church?
Eh?
You said you got kicked out. What happened at the church?
Oh, well. They are very strict on their indoor smoking rules.
What?
They wanted Papa to step all the way outside for a little puff on the jazz cigarette.
What?
Like some kind of scoundrel, and I won't be shamed for enjoying the fruits of this world.
Oh, everybody knows you can't smoke in church, man.
That's a low-class move, Sergeant. And since when do you go to church?
Yeah, well, I heard Peggy from Pete's Produce likes to hang out there. So I figured a little salvation wouldn't kill me. But I was wrong.
Boo! You lazy dog, Sergeant.
Boo! We had the same idea. You people have a lot of nerve talking to me like that. What about society and all that talk about casting off the shackles of normality?
I'd like to take you to church.
And stay away from Peggy or invite me with you next time. One minute you're their savior and the next minute you're washed up. Don't tell me where I can't smoke.
Even I know you don't smoke in church. What are you, a preteen goth kid?
I'll bet she wouldn't mind a double date. We double up as her date. I don't mind seconds. I don't mind seconds. Happy season 2 finale!
Yeah!
I'll see you all next time. Stay funny, flowers. And another.
And another thing.
And another. And another thing.
Attention, funny flowers.
$5, $10, $15. Hey, it's your old pal, Sergeant Sunflower, here to remind you that the season is over. That's it for season 2 of the broadcast. But we will be transforming these episodes into cartoons over the coming months. So stay tuned and keep in touch with us in the meantime for more updates from the Funny Flower Hour. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, TikTok. For the love of Pete's Produce, like it, share it, give it a thumbs up emoji and send it to your worst enemies and elderly relatives. We'll take any attention you're willing to pay.
How about you finish paying me first so I can, like, get out of here?
Yeah, yeah. $18, $19, and $20.
Sergeant, what are you?
What, you think is my first time starting a religion?
Cult.
Everybody knows you need a good plant in your audience. Leave nothing to chance. Speaking of good plants.
You are a true scoundrel, Sergeant Sunflower.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta see a lady about some fruit. And some cans. Two big ones filled with peaches. Have a good one.
I just realized the sergeant owed me $20. And that was my wallet. Oh, I could use a break.